We've been polling on this particular issue since 2010, so there's three data points. When we first started, it was a dead even tie. 48% of Kentuckians opposed it, 48% supported it. But we've seen consistent growth in support in Kentucky, so that now 59% of Kentuckians and an even higher percent of the state's registered voters support a statewide smoke-free law. We believe that's a reflection of a growing awareness of the risks to workers in sites where patrons or visitors are smoking. While the visitors can choose to leave, the workers stay on throughout the day in a smoky environment.
And apparently one's political affiliation does not have anything to do with this.
64% of Republicans in our poll and 59% of Democrats supported a statewide smoke-free law. And we were interested to see that 71% of Kentucky's African-American respondents supported the law, as did 57% of whites.
So now that you have this information and you have taken the pulse of the public, what happens next?
Well, we simply share it with decision-makers, leaders throughout the state. We're aware that there has been an effort community by community to adopt smoke-free policies. In fact, on January 1st of 2013, Hopkinsville became the 22nd municipality in Kentucky to implement a comprehensive smoke-free ordinance or regulation. And we believe that this issue may come before the Kentucky legislature, as it has in years past.
My understanding is that the Kentucky legislature does have a lot on its plate, and I think last week Governor Beshear even acknowledged that one of his pet projects, bringing increased gambling to Kentucky, may not pass because of all the other things that the lawmakers are dealing with.
Here at the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky, we feel that our job is to get information into the hands of decision makers in a timely way, and that's what we feel we've done with this study.
Are you optimistic or pessimistic that you could get such a statewide law passed, say, during this session?
It's not clear. As you point out, there will be a crowded agenda before the legislators this year. What is clear from the data is that more and more Kentuckians want to know that they'll be able to enjoy bars and restaurants and other places of business free from other people's smoke.
To find out what restaurant owners think about a statewide smoking ban, I talked to Stacy Roof, the president and CEO of the Kentucky Restaurant Association.
You know, I think it depends on how the language is worded. If there is a bill that's up for consideration, and there usually is at least one. But the thing that we're most against, I would say, is we're opposed to any ban that just singles out restaurants. You know, in the past, we've seen bills that just say that smoking would be banned in any restaurant or bar, but we typically don't get involved much in the fray other than just letting our members be aware of what bills are filed and how to go about contacting their legislators.
Roof says bar and restaurant owners would prefer to have the authority to decide for themselves what kinds of smoking restrictions their customers want. Stacy Roof is president and CEO of the Kentucky Restaurant Association. We also heard from Dr. Susan Zepeda, the president and CEO of the nonprofit Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky. I'm Steve Hirschberg.